Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME in November 4 regarding Victoriano. I'm sorry. Yeah, Victoriana. V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A-N-A. Last name is Melenciano. M-E-L-E-N-C-I-A-N-O. Victoriana Melenciano is a 62-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5/13/21 when she slipped on a piece of wood. Period. As a result, she injured her right shoulder. Period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of a tear in her shoulder. That was repaired surgically on 10/10/21. Period. She completed a course of active treatment in July 2022. Period. She had assistance in completing her intake paperwork from Annabelle Vasquez. Period. Paragraph. Per the record supplied, Ms. Melenciano was seen at Amedi Center, I-M-M-E-D-I-C-E-N-T-E-R, on 5/14/21. Period. She had tripped on a piece of wood the previous day and fell forward and onto her right side onto the floor. She had right hand pain yesterday, which is better today, but she has pain in the right upper extremity. This involved mostly the shoulder as well as the right lower extremity, involving mostly the hip and knee. She had been ambulatory and had not tried anything for relief to that point. She underwent x-rays of the right shoulder, hip, and knee that were negative for acute abnormalities. She was then diagnosed with right shoulder injury, comma, right hip injury, comma, and right knee injury, period. She returned on 5/18/21 and remained symptomatic about the shoulder, period. She was given a knee immobilizer and knee strapping, period. On 5/24/21, her right leg pain had improved, but her right shoulder did not. Period. She also had mid-right-sided back pain. Period. Additional diagnoses were rendered by the physician assistant, including low back strain. Period. She continued to be seen in this group through 7/13/21, period. By then, she had undergone an MRI of the shoulder on 7/9/21 to be inserted here. Period. She returned on 7/13/21 to review the MRI. Period. She reported no improvement. Period. The MRI showed full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon. Period. She was discharged from care to a specialist. Period. New paragraph. On 7/14/20, she was seen by Dr. H-A-S-S-A-N-I-E-N for management of her hypertension. Period. She also was seen for follow-up for joint pain, predominantly in the region of the right shoulder. Her last visit to this clinic was 2 weeks ago. Since that time, her condition had been progressing. She was currently on no medications. Period. Her blood pressure was 149/89, and pulse was 72. Period. She was referred for several screening tests, including a mammogram and bone density, period. She related to the shoulder injury. She went to St. Joseph Hospital in Wayne, New Jersey. period, she was going to follow up orthopedically after imaging was done with the follow-up MRI period. She was prescribed nabematone, capsaicin, and lisinopril-hydrochlorothiazide period. Dr. Hassanian followed her progress over the next few months, running through 12/7/20 period. On that occasion, she complained of muscle and joint pain in multiple joints period. She also was being seen for her hypertension period. She remained on numerous medications period. Upon exam, for review of systems, it was negative for it was positive for muscle pain, joint pain, and joint swelling period. Exam found moderate multi-joint tenderness with limited range of motion period. She's going to take Tylenol as needed for 1 week period. She did have a rapid COVID test done on 12/7/20 that was positive period. New paragraph. Ms. Valenciano was seen on 7/23/21 by Dr. Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N period. She had been out of work since the reported May 2021 injury in question period. He diagnosed right shoulder impingement syndrome and clinically significant full thickness rotator cuff tearing of the supraspinatus period. This situation is confounded by the patient's reports of pre-existing rotator cuff tearing and associated infection period. The doctor was not convinced this patient had an actual infection inside the shoulder joint based upon his interpretation of her films, combined with the fact she described she underwent oral antibiotic and not intravenous treatment or surgery. Per this stated, the situation warrants further investigation. Per he recommended an opportunity to evaluate her treatment records from around the time of October or November 2020. Per she had an MRI of the shoulder at that time that she left at home. Period. He also wanted the opportunity to review the records of her treating physicians period. New paragraph. Ms. Valenciano saw Dr. Bernstein again on 7/30/21 period. Unfortunately, she did not come in with her shoulder MRI period. Dr. Bernstein cleared her for 5-pound pushing and pulling limit with avoidance of overhead reaching on the right side if that type of work was available period. On she saw him again on 8/18/21 period. The patient was adamant her right shoulder dramatically worsened after an injury at work in May 2021. Period. This prompted her to be evaluated through occupational medicine. Period. There was evidence of objective right shoulder findings on an occupational medicine note from 5/18/21, only 5 days after the reported injury in question. Period. This indicates objective tenderness and severe restricted motion. Period. As far as causality, he wrote in the right shoulder. Presentation currently is most consistent with an acute on pre-existing chronic rotator cuff tear. Period. The work injury in question objectively aggravated what is clearly pre-existing right shoulder rotator cuff tearing. Period. He did not see any evidence of infection or that she had a septic right shoulder at any point. Period. He recommended surgery including arthroscopy, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, rotator cuff repair, comma, possible proximal biceps tenodesis, comma, and possible biologic augmentation and debridement. Period. On 11/23/21, Dr. Goldstein wrote she was status post right shoulder arthroscopy, comma, right rotator cuff repair, comma, subacromial decompression with acromioplasty and extensive debridement. Pretty then referred her for physical therapy. Period. He followed her progress through 4/12/22. Period. On that juncture, right shoulder palpation revealed no tenderness and incisions were well healed. Period. Passive and active forward flexion reaches 170 and 140 degrees respectively. Period. External rotation reaches 70 degrees. Period. Right shoulder internal rotation reaches L1 and the patient is able to lift off of the back. Period. Right shoulder impingement signs were negative, as were apprehension sign and shoulder sulcus SULCUS testing. Period. She was not interested in pursuing any further invasive treatment. Period. From a conservative standpoint, he opined she was likely approaching maximum medical improvement. Period. He suggested a functional capacity evaluation. Period. She was going to return with the FCE. Period. He anticipated a formal discharge to maximum medical improvement with potential permanent restrictions on that visit. Period. However, it does not appear the petitioner returned to him on that visit. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both shoulders was limited by voluntary guarding on a passive basis, as well as with diffuse shoulder complaints of tenderness. Period. Adduction was 15 degrees bilaterally, comma, abduction 80 degrees on the right and 125 degrees on the left, comma, flexion was 35 degrees on the right and on the left was 20 degrees, comma, internal rotation 70 degrees and left 75 degrees, period. Extension was 30 degrees as was, and external rotation was to the hip on the right. External rotation was to 75 degrees. Period. Combined active extension within her internal rotation was to the hip level. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, mirror locking. Period. Many muscle testing was 5 minus for a resisted right hand grasp. Period. It was 4 plus for a resisted left elbow flexion, comma, shoulder external rotation, and wrist flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. She had global tenderness to palpation about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, she had positive Hawkins coming near, comma, cross-arm reduction, comma, and aptly scratch test on the right, all of which were negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. There was swelling of the left grade and the right ankles, but no atrophy or effusions. Period motion of the right knee was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion with guarding. Paired motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles. West fallen all plans for left crepitus were tenderness paired. She had mild tenderness anteriorly about the right patella, but there was none on the left. Paired knee maneuvers normal. These were done in a modified fashion to account for her extremely obese body habitus. Spine cervical. She was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Over in the midline, the rest of that is normal. Thoracic. She was tender in the midline at T7. Sacral, she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Paired, she changed position slowly and could squat to 50 degrees and rise. Paired, active extension was minimally limited to 20 degrees with tenderness. Paired, flexion, bilateral rotation, and side bending were full without discomfort. Paired, she was tender in the midline at the limbus sacral junction, as well as the right iliac crest, but not the left. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 85 degrees elicited anterior knee pain, which is non-physiologic. Paired on the left at 90 degrees, it elicited mild low back pain that is also not clinically significant. Paired impressions. On 5/13/21, Victoriana Valenciano slipped and fell at work. Paired, she initially presented for attention on 5/14/21 with diffuse complaints. Paired, she was initiated on conservative measures. Paired, she remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. She participated in physical therapy. Period. She had a functional capacity. Scratch that. They discussed the potential for performing a functional capacity evaluation. Period. She had a repeat shoulder MRI on 7/9/21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph, Dr. Bernstein ascertained a history of a prior right shoulder issue period. He then performed surgery to be inserted here period. Follow-up continued through 4/12/22. When he did recommend a functional capacity evaluation. Period. His clinical exam upon discharge was reasonably good. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there was guarded range of motion not only about the right shoulder but also the left. Period. She had subjective complaints of tenderness with near comma Hawkins comma cross arm reduction and amply scratch tests on the right, which were negative on the left. She had global tenderness palpation about the right shoulder. Period. She had somewhat guarded range of motion about the right knee. Period provocative maneuvers about the knees, legs, and hips were negative. Period. She had mildly decreased lumbar extension, but motion was otherwise full throughout the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had a non-physiologic response of right anterior knee pain with supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 85 degrees. Period. New paragraph this case represents. 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right hand, comma, arm, comma, hip, comma, leg, comma, or knee. Period. And that is the end.